basically how it all started was we wanted to, well, myself and my colleagues who do it, Cassidy and Rachel, we wanted to somehow get communication between the children that are homeschooling and the children that are in their groups at school as well, they don't get to see their friends. So initially it was a way that we could try and communicate with them, and it'd be quite difficult really. So we remembered how brilliant the rainbows were that everyone drew in the first lockdown, and you know, the kid with primary school, they took pictures of all of them around the village, and it was so lovely. So we thought, we want to do something similar to that but just have a different message really. So we've asked the children to draw around their own hand on a piece of paper, make it really colourful, and put lots of inspirational messages that they'd like to send, not just their friends now, because it's obviously we've collaborated a little bit more, for them to send the message to anyone that's walking past their house, that's going out on their daily walks, and just spreading, you know, positive messages to people of Kibworth. But it seems to have gone a bit further now. So it's people have already started doing it. You can see them around the village. So it's going well.
And there are still people with the rainbows in the window. I know around where I live, there are still the rainbows in the window.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so lovely to see. And with it being half term, the week after next, and you have a few more families that are walking out as well. It's just lovely for them to look out and see these really positive messages when, you know, it's January and February, obviously, you know, it's not nice months, isn't it? It's not nice weather, so it's nice to see something on your walk around the village.
Something nice and colourful. Now, of course, next week is Children's Mental Health Week, and I think with the current year that we've just had, it's been brought more into focus than it probably would have been. What sort of activities, apart from the Wellbeing Wave, are going on next week to support the Mental Health Week?
Well, it's a lot different than what we would normally do. You know, last year we would actually, a lot of volunteers, which are parents of the school, would go in and do several different things with the children. So we've had to really think about what we can do virtually. So, for example, we've got pre-recorded Pilates and yoga sessions that are going to the children in the school and to children virtually at home as well. I'm a massage therapist, so I've pre-recorded sort of self-care massage videos for the children, but also we've got to think of the mental health and wellbeing of all of our lovely teachers, teaching assistants, and all the other people that work in the school. So we've done that for them. Also, we're doing the Wakey Shakey, which is done by the PE team. We've got a healthy snack competition going on as well. We always do these fabulous toast and read sessions, which is brilliant in the morning. Every morning we would go in and we would serve toast to children, and then they would sit down and read their book, which is a great way to start the day. So we're really encouraging the children to do it in their groups at school, and also for the children that are at home, because I think that's something that the children will miss. It's a bit different this year, so we'll miss that. So we're really encouraging the children to do that at home as well, that aren't at school.
And it's something to support the parents as well, because, you know, home teaching has now been laid on the lap of, you know, thousands and thousands of parents. I know my sister's included in this one. She's got an 8- and a 5-year-old. And it is incredibly difficult for people that just aren't qualified in teaching like teachers do at school.
It is. It's such a pressure, isn't it? Such a pressure on the parents that have also got to work from home as well. You know, a few of my friends are in that position. But I have to say, you know, Kibworth Primary have been really supportive when I've done a bit of homeschooling with Kibworth Primary and Kibworth High School. And the teachers are always there to help and support. So you don't feel alone as much. But it is hard, isn't it? It's hard times.
We'll get through it. What other services do Kibworth Mental Health and Wellbeing, what other services do you offer?
We're only really three parents. Really, with the help and support from the community that help us get us through. So we only tend to do a couple of charity events a year. We mainly focus on Children's Mental Health Week, which is where we put all of our energy into, and then we would do a quiz sort of in October time as well, which would raise money for as well. So we're all working we're all working parents, so it's quite hard. But yeah, we do as much as we can, and the funding that we've raised already, we've raised about £5,000, and that money has sort of gone, you know, into the school. It's helped to get different projects in to help with the children's mental health and wellbeing. So we enjoy doing it.
And if people want to find out more, how can they do that?
They can just visit our Facebook page, which is Kidworth Mental Health and Wellbeing Fund. All details are on that. We have got a family fun quiz, which is on next Friday, the 5th. That's all been done virtually as well. All our details are on our Facebook page if anyone wants to help and support us.
So that's the Kidworth Mental Health and Wellbeing
Fund
page.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Well, every success with the Wellbeing Wave next week.
Thank
you. Children's Mental Health Week. It's nice to see some focus on it, because I think sometimes it gets ignored, doesn't it?
It does, and obviously this time more than ever, you know, we really need to focus on that. And our children are looking at a screen all day, aren't they, most of the time as well, so it's really sort of trying to, you know, get them out of that and just sort of give them as much activity as possible, which is what next week will be, which will be really good.
Well, every success with that. And so it's Kidworth Mental Health and Wellbeing Fund on Facebook, and people can find out more from that. Well, every success with that, Sarah, and speak to you soon.
Thanks,
Cheers. Thanks a lot.